Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. 1 hour down, three to go. And, of course, it is now Saturday, April 14th, 2007, about a minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And maybe you're listening at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. We welcome all of you and, of course, thrilled that you're here. So, it's been an interesting week, and that's always been the case. I want to devote some time to the news, and granted, I've mentioned to you that I find this whole thing to be ridiculous, and but I do think it bears some attention at this point because there are certainly some new things out there that I think connect, and some new things I think you should be made aware of. We are in a situation here, ladies and gentlemen, where we have. Again, real or perceived, true or false, we have civil liberties. We have rights that we are supposed to appreciate, enjoy, and take advantage of. And the question is, are we really going to do it? So this hour, I want to talk a little bit about the Don Imus situation. You might say, everybody's talking about that. Yes, they are, but nobody's talking about it like we do. And I think you know that. This is not the CNN version. This is not the Fox News version. This is not probably... going to be like anything you've ever heard before, and there's a reason for that. And Thomas is going to jump in with us after the break, and we'll have his perspective as well. Both Thomas and I have both worked in commercial radio, working for the big corporations and working in the big markets, and we understand the way a lot of people really don't, how the whole thing is set up and why it is set up the way it is. We kind of briefly alluded to it last night. And again, tonight, a little further exploration. Corporate radio is a very, very interesting thing, folks. And let me tell you something. What Don Imus said maybe wasn't the nicest thing in the world, but it certainly was not fireworthy. Okay? I have talked to radio hosts who have done far, far, far worse. I mean, like you wouldn't believe, far worse. And they've not only stayed on the air, but they've profited from these mistakes. And again, as I've mentioned before, they teach you how to do these things. They instruct you in the techniques. They tell you what's in good taste and what's not. They have lawyers present at these little seminars, and they teach you what you can and cannot get away with it, what you can and cannot get away with. And there are also other aspects to it as well in the hierarchy of corporate radio. And it's an interesting world, and that's why I think that we have a unique perspective to share on this. So when we come back from this first break, we'll start talking about Don Imus and what has been going on. If you've missed any of this stuff, if you haven't heard any of this stuff, you'll get the skinny. And like I said, it's going to be different than what you've heard before, I'm sure. And I waited to see kind of how it would develop. You know, like when it was a morning show at the time. We talked about the Mel Gibson thing right after it had happened. He had been arrested and accused of racial slurs and so on and so forth. And we talked about that and picked it apart as it happened. But I knew that this is something a little bit different. This is something that would last for a while, and I just wanted to see where it was going to go. And I think at this point, there's enough to come forward with it. But stay with us. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited that you're joining us this evening. We are going to, we have 3 hours left in the program, so we can do open lines, but we're going to do some news as well. There's some interesting things out there I think you should know about. And you're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts. It's 800-313-9443. Toll free, worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And I've mentioned this to you before. Thomas there in the studio, he'll be chiming in periodically as time goes on, but he will stay on the phones, and of course he will work out all of our perpetual, never-ending, and ceaseless technical difficulties. So, that having been said, let's look at this first story from the AP and CBS, because of course they want to put out their own version of things. CBS announced Thursday it had fired Don Imus from his radio program following a week of uproar over the radio host's derogatory comments about the Rutgers women basketball team, said CBS president and chief executive officer Les Moonves in announcing the decision. Quote, there's been much discussion of the effect language like this has on our young people, particularly young women of color trying to make their way in this society, end quote. One of those discussions took place at noon today with a coalition of leaders from the civil rights and women's movements who said it was time for Imus to go. Said Mark Morial, CEO of the National Urban League, quote, it is important that we stand with the women of Rutgers who are deeply hurt by the highly insensitive comments of Don Imus, end quote. It is a stunning fall for one of the nation's most prominent broadcasters. Time magazine once named the cantankerous host is one of the most 25 most influential people in America, and he is also a member of the National Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Which is saying something. I'll obviously never end up there. Imus found himself, however, at the center of a storm after he called members of the Rutgers team nappy-headed hoes last week, Protests ensued, and one by one, numerous sponsors pulled their ads from IMUS's show. On Wednesday, MSNBC dropped its simulcast of the program. That's the television, obviously. Losing IMUS will be a financial hit to CBS Radio, which also suffered when shock jock Howard Stern departed for satellite radio last year. The program, meaning IMUS's, is worth about $15 million in annual revenue to CBS, which owns IMUS's home radio station, WFAN-AM in New York, and manages Westwood One, the company that syndicates the show across the country. The Reverend Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson met with Moonves to advocate IMUS's removal. Jackson called the firing, quote, a victory for public decency. No one should use the public airways to transmit racial or sexual degradation, end quote. Said Sharpton, quote, he said he wants to be forgiven. I hope he continues in that process, but we cannot afford a precedent established that the airwaves can commercialize and mainstream sexism and racism, end quote. Well, I have to say this, first of all, what exactly does Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton do for a living? I mean, if they didn't have Don Imus's to complain about, they wouldn't have jobs, in essence. I mean, what do they do? Al Sharpton has been all over the media over the last 2 weeks, and I'll be honest with you, I'd rather see Al Sharpton than Jesse Jackson any day. But at the same time, you know, this is just amazing. I like this, you know, this whole thing. And again, keep in mind, folks, when we're talking about this, this whole situation, you know, Al Sharpton says this, quote, he says he wants to be forgiven. I hope he continues in that process, but we cannot afford a precedent established that the airwaves can commercialize and mainstream sexism and racism. Again, Reverend Al Sharpton, he says he wants to be forgiven. I hope he continues in that process. Reverend Al Sharpton is saying, I hope he continues in the process of wanting to be forgiven, but not forgiven. He didn't call Al Sharpton a nappy-headed hoe, and Al Sharpton has nappy hair. There are lots of people who have bad hair. I have bad hair on some days. I have bad hair most days because I'm in radio and it doesn't really matter too much. But what is the definition of nappy? Thomas, jump on that.
The definition of a nappy head would be somebody who has hair that is not good, I would say.
I don't know, you're around my age, so I mean, nappy to us just means something that's all
really
crazy.
Bad hair. I mean,
in terms of nappy headed, it would be bad hair.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Now, he called them nappy headed hoes, a basketball team. Obviously, they're there to play basketball, not to put on a fashion show. So who cares about their hair? If you're going to comment about somebody's performance on the field or on the courts or on the ice or any of that stuff, that's one thing. So this is just a completely, first of all, it may be an insulting comment, but it's an irrelevant comment, which is the important thing. You know what I mean? Do you remember a guy named John Rocker?
Yeah.
All right, John Rocker, for those who don't recall, it was a baseball pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, a professional baseball team, and he made a comment in an article, I don't know if it was ESPN or Sports Illustrated, in which he'd basically complain about the non-English-speaking immigrants who are riding the bus and things like that. Just made some derogatory comments. Anyway, it was just blown up into epic proportions. He was forced to make countless apologies. It was always brought up. They're like, racist John Rocker pitched blah, blah, blah tonight. I mean, it was always, always, always part of the news. And anyway, he ended up leaving. I don't even think he's doing baseball anymore. It's just a real tragedy because, again, who cares what Don Imus says? Who cares what John Rocker says? Whether you agree or disagree, why do they have influence at all? That's my big question.
Well, my thing is this. Okay, Don Imus has been, and this is the whole thing that really irritates me about this, is that Don Imus has been saying things for God knows how many years, and no one said anything to him.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it all of a sudden that because he chooses to say nappy-headed hoes, that all of a sudden Al Sharpton and every single so-called politically correct black person in the country stands up and goes, that's wrong, you can't say that. Okay, first off, if he's wrong, he's wrong. Let it be done. You know, I mean, I think people are real quick to forget Howard Cosell. They're real quick to forget all these other people that are on there that have said things that weren't correct, and they were fired immediately for it. And so, you know, I knew Imus was going to be fired. I knew this would be the end of his career. I mean, anybody who knows the media knew that this would be it for him. And now it has pretty much opened up the gates for us not to be able to speak our minds. I mean,
That's right.
It's one thing to slander somebody. It's one thing if he called him, you know, if he used the N-word, okay, fine. You know what? Fire him for that because that's not right. But he wasn't talking about any certain group. He said nappy-headed hoes. There are white women on the basketball team.
That's right.
Okay. How do we know he wasn't talking about the white women on the basketball team?
Right.
I mean, why does it have to be, oh, he's talking about the black ones? Maybe he wasn't even talking about the black ones. So all this was, he's getting fired. All this other stuff is all the media's having this race war that they're trying to start now.
Yeah.
All this other stuff. For what?
Because that's exactly right.
He may have been talking about the white woman on the team. But see, Imus is not standing up. He's saying, oh, I was wrong. I was wrong.
Well, of course he is, because you know how it works in the radio world. You're encouraged to push towards that line, to cross that line, and keep going forward until you get a situation like this where it comes up. When it comes up, then you're disciplined, you know, and of course, it's just a slap on the wrist and whatnot. And everybody, you know, they close the door and everybody has a good laugh about it. This is great. This is great for publicity. And so they told Imus to apologize. That's what it was. I mean, I can almost guarantee that, because that's how it's always worked in my experience. They told him to apologize, and that was the end of it.
At least
that's what it was supposed to be. But it was blown up into epic proportions, and there's a reason for that, too. But I think a great portion of this is to highlight the racism. And this is one of the biggest problems we have in this country, is that we try to promote diversity. Well, diversity is promoting what makes us different. By promoting what makes us different, is that not a racist thing to do? And when I say racist, I don't mean it in a derogatory term. I mean it's a race-based issue. Okay, if I'm trying to highlight the diversity between you and me, for example, you know, who knows? You could probably take that out of context because you're Italian, and so, you know, obviously I could use all the stereotypes and say you're short, you've got a mullet, and I drive
a Camaro,
and you drive, yeah, there you go, and I'm Irish, which means I'm surly, drunk, and
you like to beat your wives.
Yeah, you know, the usual stereotypes, right? I mean, so if we were promoting diversity, and I would make those comments and say, see, look at this, my Italian friend here, you know, when he's not stuffing his face with pizza, he's a great guy. And I'm saying that because I'm trying to show how diverse I am in my friends. And you could say something derogatory about me and, you know, of course, highlighting the diversity of your friends. At the same time, it's highlighting differences. Why not just say people, you know, whatever. And in that context, then calling a basketball team made up of not just black women, but women of all colors, and calling them nappy-headed hoes. Well, again, first of all, it's irrelevant. Second of all, why do we give credibility to people like Don Imus? See, people forget that Don Imus was a shock jock from way back. He was Howard Stern before Howard Stern was Howard Stern.
Well, he was on the air with Howard Stern at one point. Him and Howard Stern had, like...
They were on the same station.
Right,
they weren't doing a show together.
Morning. I think Howard was on the afternoons. And they would, you know, Imus at first didn't want to know Howard. I mean, he didn't really care. And, you know, and that's the thing that's so funny is, you know, Imus has always been his own person. And I respect mm-hmm. him. I'm not a big fan of Imus at all, period.
I think he's a jerk,
yeah,
personally.
Yeah, he's a real jerk. And if I know listeners out there, you guys, well, you don't know Imus. You're right. We don't know Imus. I know people who've worked with him, and I've talked to people. And, yes, it's rumor, blah, blah, blah. But I have firsthand experience with people that have worked with him directly that can tell you he's not a nice guy. But that's his persona. That's that person he is. And if he wants to be like that, he's been like that for 30 years in radio. Who cares?
I'm inclined to agree with you, my friend. We come back from this short break, folks. We're going to continue on with the story. And again, you know, maybe it seems like we're nitpicking, but these are things you need to understand. And, you know, for those who are just catching it on, you know, the CNN version or whatnot, they're getting one side of it. They're not getting the intricacies of it. And, of course, I think completely glossed over some of these aspects that we'll highlight here tonight. Stay with us. Back in three.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and that's what we're doing here tonight, speaking frankly. And talking about this story, Don Imus. Now, again, it's been covered a lot, but I think that we have something you need to bring to the table with this. And again, the thing that really jumps out at me already in this story, aside from the things we've already highlighted, Reverend Al Sharpton won't forgive Don Imus, or says, you know, I know he says he wants to be forgiven. I hope he continues in that process of wanting to be forgiven. Well, forgiveness certainly should be granted. And we'll get to that, of course, too. But again, he didn't say it about Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton does have bad hair. And if he did, then, you know, he can ask Al Sharpton for an apology. But again, this is the problem with America today, folks. When did we get so sensitive? It's a bunch of crybabies. Nappy-headed hoes. Is that the worst thing that's ever been said on the radio? Absolutely not. And I'm not sticking up for Imus. I don't like the guy. But at the same time, come on. It's over the top.
I think Howard Stern said worse things. I mean, he talked about during the Columbine thing, he made fun of the whole thing.
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
I mean, he did. He made fun of it over the airs. I mean, he got slammed for that.
Well, good. He should have.
And he should have. I mean, that was a horrible thing. But, you know, they didn't pull him off the air.
No.
And he said some things. And he said some things that I feel he should have been pulled off the air for.
Oh, I agree.
But because he's making them millions and millions and millions of dollars.
That's what it boils down to, brother. And you mentioned, why has it not happened before? Well, that's why. Because the guy makes money. But anyway, let's continue with this. It says, the news came down in the middle of Imus's radio-a-thon, which has raised more than $40 million since 1990 for good causes. The radio-a-thon this year raised more than $1.3 million Thursday before Imus learned that he lost his job. It says, volunteers were getting about 200 more pledges per hour than they did last year, with most callers expressing support for Imus, said Tony Gonzalez, supervisor of the radio-a-thon phone bank. The event benefited Tomorrow's Children's Fund, the CJ Foundation for SIDS, and the Imus Ranch, which hosts kids with cancer. And we've talked about Don Imus before with our good friend Colonel Joe. And Colonel Joe says basically the stuff that they're feeding the kids there, they've given out, you know, like recipe books and all that. And yeah, hey, it's great for the kids, but think about that. Don Imus has raised $40 million since 1990 for charities such as the Imus Ranch.
Imus is a ranch.
Yeah.
Imus owns the ranch.
Exactly.
Wait,
so
everybody, you bought a ranch for Imus. Thank you.
Well, he's putting the money in his own pocket, and he's doing it. Look, I think it's great that he's giving the kids a vacation and whatnot, but the point is that based on the dietary things that they're giving the kids, it's not helping them by any means. But anyway, I digress. Sharpton went on to say, quote, "It's not about taking Imus down. It's about lifting decency up," end quote. That is a Reverend Al Sharpton statement there. The Reverend Al Sharpton says it's not about taking Imus down. It's about lifting decency up. And how decent is it for the Reverend Al Sharpton to not grant forgiveness? Not that it was required, but still not come out and say, "I forgive Don Imus." He's obviously seeking forgiveness. I hope he continues in that process. What? Wrap it up for him, Reverend. Intercede, Reverend. Make something happen, Reverend. Read the book that you like to thump.
And this is the same guy who has had extramarital affairs. I think he's even got a child from one of the relationships.
That's Jesse Jackson.
No. Al Sharpton has also done this as well.
Oh.
It was in the news. He had an extramarital affair, and I think he's had many extramarital affairs. So, okay. And this guy's supposed to be, what, telling Don Imus he's a bad man? Well, what about you, Reverend? You're messing around with your wife. Isn't that, that's a sin. If you really get down to it, I mean, that's a sin. So he's committitting sins, but it's okay for him to commit sins, but my God.
Well, yeah, he's not going to grant any forgiveness. So.
Right. Why?
It's the utmost hypocrisy, and it really angers me. Because, again, I'm not sticking up for Imus. I think he should be able to say what he wants to say, but the problem is deeper than this. Here's the problem. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, guess what? You're part of the problem, too. And so am I, and so is everybody else. The problem is we have lifted people who are in the public eye to such a level that there's a panic that ensues whenever somebody in a position of exposure says something, that all of a sudden they think a race war is going to break out. Don Imus calls the Rutgers basketball team nappy-headed hoes, and the idea here is that people are going to start, society's going to break down, apparently not just black people, but people in general. Because, again, as you mentioned, there's white girls on the team. I presume there's probably other races and other nationalities as well, given the fact that basketball is a sport that has certainly been adopted worldwide. You look at the Olympic basketball games, for example. These countries from Eastern Europe and whatnot, I mean, they're dominating in a lot of these areas. So, look at oh, gosh, I can't think of his name now. The guy who plays, I don't know, is he playing San Antonio? The guy from China, he's like 8 feet tall.
Oh, you're talking about, was it Yao Ming?
Yes, Yao Ming. So,
that guy's huge. And he's
a giant, and the guy dominates, too. So, again, it's not just an American sport. So, who is he calling a nappy-headed hoe? A basketball team? All basketball teams? Women? I don't know. I've heard guys called hoes before. Anyway, it's immaterial. The point is that if a person on the radio says something, we should not be flying off the handle about it for a couple of reasons. Number one, first of all, who cares what they think? They're on the radio. Big deal. I say that all the time. Don't listen to me. Who am I? Just a guy. And Don Imus, he's just a guy, too. Why should you put stock in what he says, whether he says they are nappy-headed hoes or he says they're not? Who cares what he thinks at all? That's part of the problem, okay, is that we've lifted people up. Why do we care what Al Sharpton says? He's just a guy with a title, Jesse Jackson. I don't think anybody cares what Jesse thinks anymore. Anyway, stay with us. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products. also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome back. So we're talking about Don Imus. And this story here from CBS and the Associated Press has some interesting aspects to it right here. It says, Bob Grant, a popular New York radio host, was put off the air for calling the African-American mayor at the time a washroom attendant, which I don't know the context of these, so I can't really speak on it. Jimmy the Greek Snyder lost his CBS job on NFL football pregame telecast by saying that black athletes were superior to white athletes. That's interesting because that doesn't really sound like it's a it doesn't sound like it's an insult. But anyway, people are sensitive. It says, throughout all of this, Imus has said he wants the chance to apologize to the 10 players face-to-face. On the Oprah show yesterday, the team indicated that could happen very soon. Said the Rutgers coach, C. Vivian Stringer, quote, we promise to come into the meeting with an open heart and an open mind, end quote. Obviously, a more open heart and mind than the Reverend Al Sharpton would offer somebody like Don Imus. This one came out earlier today, or yesterday if you prefer, from the AP, April 13th. The Rutgers women's basketball team accepted radio host Don Imus' apology Friday for insulting them on the air, saying he deserves a chance to move on, but they hope that the furor his words has caused will be catalyst for change. I don't know what exact sort of change they're looking for, but at the same time, the point is they forgave him.
So are we over this now? I mean, we're done, right?
Yeah, we think so.
I mean,
you would think so.
Here's my thing. Okay. This now, that basketball team, is going to be huge now. I mean, I won't be surprised if some of those players get offered sports jobs, ESPN, doing analysts kind of stuff and everything else. I mean, because, I mean, they're going on Oprah. Next is going to be, what, Montel. I mean, they're going to go through the list there.
Is Montel still even on the air?
He's still on the air.
Is he? Oh, I don't watch daytime.
The guy's still on the air, but
TV.
That's a whole other story in itself. I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, this whole thing is becoming out of control.
Well, it is what it is, and it's like I told you, and you know this, and I know this. When you work for the big corporate radio giants, you sign a contract basically saying that that all of your material is subject to approval before it goes on the air. And that's not always enforced, but that's the reason why they can, of course, fire you. And well, they can fire you for anything, but, you know, odds are any of this stuff is fire-worthy. You could do something ridiculous and be fired, and that's happened to me a number of times in radio. But I also know that, again, they instruct people how to do this. They teach you how to be shocking and controversial and whatnot because they think that that's what people want to hear. And like I said, I was trained in this. I know what I'm talking about. I've been to the seminars. I know when they have the lawyers come up and they say, this is how you cover your butt with some stuff you do on the air. These are some things that have happened. This is the result. This is a way it was handled. This is the way it should have been handled. This is the way it was handled. This is the way it shouldn't have been handled, and so on and so forth. So they teach you these things. And they love when you push buttons, and they love it when you push past those limits, because those limits are things that people talk about when they're exceeded. But again, for all the stuff that he's done in the past, this is nothing.
What about the? Well, here's the thing, and I mean, if you're going to talk about radio stuff, a few weeks ago in the news about the woman who got aqua poisoning.
It's like 6 months ago,
well,
man.
Well, they a few weeks or I said last week, I think it was. They told the radio station is not liable for it.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, my bad.
it's okay. It actually wasn't 6 months ago, but it was
a while ago.
It was prior to Christmas, I believe, because I think that was the whole thing, is they're winning like a PlayStation or something.
Yeah, it was a 360. It was the Xbox 360.
All right, there you go.
And the woman lost, and then she went home, and she said she was feeling awkward and weird, and she passed out. She died.
Yep.
And they were going to hold the radio station accountable for it. Well, they said, well, we're going to let these people go. And also, they never let the people go. They just put a thing out there. We're going to let them go. They're suspended, blah, blah, blah. They never let the people go. Okay, my thing is, first, is that was probably one of the dumbest things I ever heard of in my life. As many experts that we've had on the show have said, you can't put so much water in your body of poison. It'll kill it.
That's right.
So, I mean, what's the
rationale for that? Well, because you can't have a drinking contest because, you know, that thing. Look, you can do these things, but you should do them properly. I'll give you another example. A couple of guys that hosted a morning show were telling me this story. They had done a stunt. You know, most of the morning radio hosts, they have like a stunt boy is what it's called. And the stunt boy goes and does dumb things on the air. And, of course, everybody listens because they want to hear how well it goes. Well, anyway, this particular stunt was they put a guy in the trash can, and they put a helmet on him and, you know, some pads and stuff, and they rolled it down the stairs. You know, so he rode the trash can down the stairs. Well, anyway, of course, inevitably, when something like this is staged and done by morning show idiots, bad things can happen. It did. The trash can didn't roll straight down. It hit an end. It flipped over. He rolled out, and he cracked his head and his brain damage, permanent brain damage. They did this on the air, by the way. I'm not done with my story,
oh,
man.
Sorry,
shut up.
Sorry.
So anyway, they did this on the air, and this poor kid is, you know, his whole life is has been changed because he was trying to do something that he thought was cool because the people he looked up to on the radio said this is a good idea. Again, why do we look up to people on the radio or on television or who star in movies? It's outrageous. It's ridiculous, and it is absolutely unfounded that we're so obsessed with fame that you can be famous for anything. Paris Hilton is always in the news. Why? She has done nothing. She's contributed nothing. She's not worth discussing. That's why we don't talk about this crap. But anyway, so these guys were on the air talking about, they were telling the story to me about all this stuff, and they were fine, you know. And what they said they learned from the experience is that radio is theater of the mind. You don't actually have to do those things in order to make it sound like you're doing them. And I'm like, no kidding, idiots. And you know this, Thompson, how much easier would it be to stick a wireless microphone, tape it to the inside of a trash can, and roll that down the stairs and make it sound like somebody's in it?
Or very
simple.
Or better yet, just you don't even have to go through that. You can do all the sound effects in the studio. Why go through all that? Here's something that I don't know if you remember. This is a number of years ago. This the guy that was in Tampa was Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, yeah.
And PETA. had him thrown off the air because he was supposedly, and this was, he was not really doing it, throwing cats, kittens off the roof of the building,
yep,
of the radio building. And they said he was doing it. Now, it was proven he wasn't. Everybody was there. Nobody, there was no kittens anywhere for miles, they said. There was no kittens. Apparently, the cats got a heads-up warning. and they put him off the air for it. And mm-hmm. PETA went after him. And all these, people said they hated him, and he got these death threats. And I'm like, for God's sakes, it was a joke. I mean,
it was a joke, but at the same time, again, because people look up to radio hosts and just celebrities in general, I think that was irresponsible. I don't agree with it. I don't agree. I think the idea of throwing cats off the roof, hey, it's funny as a ha-ha-ha type of thing. For example, when you see it in movies, you know that cats are not actually getting thrown off the roof.
Of course not.
If he did that on the air, stating it was a joke, and before, after, and during, then that would be fine. But the idea that he did not means that some kids are going to be like, yeah, it's really cool. Look at the, you remember Jackass?
Oh, yeah.
The TV show on MTV, for those who have never seen it. And these guys go and do stupid things. Like, there was one where the guy was like, where they had like a milk drinking contest. And they had to drink milk. And anyway, inevitably, when you drink enough milk, you throw up. So they'd throw up, and they have to drink more milk. And basically like the radio station contest, which is probably where they got the idea.
Right.
But when people started watching this show, kids started reproducing these things. Because kids, again, look up to people who are famous and whatnot. And that's a parenting issue. So, again, there's so many different issues here going on, all encompassed in this. And it all boils down to free speech. So Bubba the Love Sponge is an idiot.
Yeah, moron.
Without a doubt. I know you're not disputing that, but what I'm saying is that I think that, you know, it still would have been funny to have all the sound effects and everything and still just out it as a joke and say we completely made that all up.
Well, the sick thing about it is people also believe everything they hear. Thank God we have listeners on this network who know the difference between fiction and reality.
Amen.
But we have these idiots who are out there who believe everything they hear in mass print and media. If somebody says that George Bush urinated off the side of a building, everyone would call the TV and radio stations and say, I can't believe George would do this, and we need to have our president kicked out of office, because they would believe what they heard. Heard on mm-hmm. the television
yeah.
and read in the newspaper, even though if it's completely false, then the National Enquirer will mm-hmm. use as a Star magazine. They come up with things that are just ludicrous.
Yes.
But you really have people. There are idiots out there, and yes, you know who you are, that sit and read these things and believe what they're reading.
Yes,
and
absolutely
these are right. My favorite one to read is The Onion.
Oh yeah.
And
there's a lot of hosts that just, of course, you're just wanting something that you think is going to, you know, it's feeding people what they want. And I've heard people go on the air with stories from The Onion and get busted. CNN did it once.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's ridiculous. Know where you're getting your information from. But anyway, it's immaterial. Anyway, so the Rutgers basketball team, including the coach, put out a statement saying that they forgive Don Imus, that they still think the comments were unacceptable, but they forgive him, something the Reverend Al Sharpton wouldn't do. This one, let's see. I don't see a date on this, but this is fairly recent. NYDailyNews.com is where you can find it. Women's leadership will be in the spotlight when Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton visits Rutgers. The State University of New Jersey said Monday, April 16th, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Eagleton Institute of Politics and the 35th anniversary of Eagleton Centers for American Women and Politics. Now, do you think that she's going there simply because Rutgers is in the spotlight, or do you think she's going there to celebrate their new Institute of Politics opening up? I mean, anybody really think that this is about politics? Ridiculous. Addressing the theme, quote, because politics matters, women in leadership, women and public leadership, end quote. Senator Clinton will speak at noon at Trace Hall in the Douglas College Center of Rutgers. So that'll be happening on Monday. You can expect this whole thing to come into play. Because Hillary loves to make comments, doesn't she?
Well, here's something I want to ask. If you are in the vicinity, I don't care if it's a 100-mile vicinity of Rutgers University, we know where Hillary's going to be, everybody. Let's use this. Let's show up there.
My friend, you just broke the law. That's called a call to action. By FCC regulations, you've just broken the law.
Right.
I don't advise people to do anything.
No. I think remember, we question her. Ask her these questions. See if,
yeah,
if,
right.
if she'll answer these questions.
I'm sure there's going to be, a lot of available seats.
It's
a former first lady, senator from New York, presidential candidate in 2008. You think there are going to be open seats?
Well, I think that, I mean, stand in the back. I mean, we ask her the questions because, remember, media is going to be there. Ask her the questions. Hillary, what do you think of 9/11? What do you think? Ask her the questions, folks, because she's going to be right there. She's going to be on camera, and she's going to have to answer the
question. Well, here's a question you can ask her. Say, Hillary, do you remember from January 7, 2004, the Newsmax.com story that Frank Whalen read on the air? Just kidding. Don't mention my name. But here is the story. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton apologized for making jokes that Mahatma Gandhi used to run a gas station in St. Louis, saying it was, quote, a lame attempt at humor. This is Mahatma Gandhi, all right? Gandhi made movies about him. Whole philosophies have been based around his politics. Peaceful resistance, folks. Who else advocated peaceful resistance? Lots of people throughout history. Martin Luther King, okay, and so on and so forth. Hillary Clinton takes all of that and relegates Gandhi to being a 7-Eleven employee. Now, if I call women on a basketball team nappy-headed hoes, which I haven't done, but if I did, would that be more offensive or less offensive than me saying that Gandhi works at a gas station? Because everybody knows that everybody works at gas stations are all from India. Ha, 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 ha. It's a lame attempt at humor. Lame attempt at humor, that's it. She didn't apologize.
She needs to. No.
I mean, she may have apologized,
well,
but I don't.
Have all the folks from that are from India stand
I agree with you.
And yell and scream, and they say that they don't want her to run for president.
Well, yes, but again, they don't, and here's why. Now the story says she apologized. She apologized for saying that Gandhi worked at a gas station, saying it was, quote, a lame attempt at humor. So did she apologize for the joke, or did she say the joke was a lame attempt at humor? Because that, my friends, is politician. That is not English for apology. That's a politician spin. Understand the difference. The story goes on. The New York Democrat made the remark at a fundraiser Saturday during an event for Senate candidate Nancy Farmer Clinton, introduced a quote from Gandhi by saying, quote, he ran a gas station down in St. Louis, end quote. After laughter from many in the crowd of at least 200 subsided, the former first lady continued, quote, no, Mahatma Gandhi was a great leader of the 20th century, end quote. The director for a U.S. center devoted to Gandhi's teaching said the remarks amounted to stereotyping and were insensitive. After being approached by the Associated Press to clarify the remarks, Clinton suggested in a statement late Monday she never meant to fuel the stereotype, often used as a comedic punchline, that certain ethnic groups run America's gas stations. Again, folks, not an apology. Al Sharpton, the Reverend Al Sharpton, says that he hopes that Don Imus says he's seeking apology, and I hope he continues to seek apology. Hillary never even said she was sorry. Don Imus has said he's sorry all over the place. Even to people that he wasn't talking about. He's talking about these particular groups of women, a basketball team, of different races. And Al Sharpton is upset because, of course, Al Sharpton gets FaceTime then. Anyway, it goes on. Safir Ahmed, a spokesman for Farmer, which, remember, is the person Hillary was trying to raise money for, said no one should be upset about, quote, just a little flip remark. Just a little flip remark about, you know, Indians all work at gas stations, even famous ones like Gandhi. That's just a flip little remark. Ah, who cares? He said, quote, as an Indian American myself, I was not offended by what Senator Clinton said. The quote was clearly something Senator Clinton loved, and she referred to Gandhi as one of the greatest leaders. I don't understand why anyone would take offense or remotely think Senator Clinton harbors anything against Indian Americans, end quote. Yo, how could anybody get that impression from the future president of the United States? Senate Republicans criticized Farmer for not apologizing herself. She should be apologizing, they're saying, and maybe that's something to that. If somebody says something insulting on your behalf, I think it's okay to demand an apology or even to disassociate yourself from that. Listen to this one from the Daily Express. That's express.co.uk, April 12th. Tony Blair yesterday admitted political correctness has hampered the fight against violent black gangs and called for a change in crime policy. He urged police to enforce an intensive crackdown on teenage killers wreaking severe disorder with guns and knives on the streets. He said this, quote, we won't stop this by pretending it isn't young black kids doing it, end quote. How offensive is that?
Extremely.
It's at least on par. It's the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Which actually most of the black folks in the United Kingdom are actually very educated, and I'm sure that's just a band of thugs. I mean, my goodness, coming from the land of soccer hooligans.
Yeah, exactly. So, remember yesterday we talked about how they've done extensive studies saying that when it gets warm, if people go to the pubs, then violence breaks up. But now it's just young black kids doing it.
Yeah, because somebody at a pub got angry and called up there and yelled and screamed. So, okay, sorry, we're not talking about the pubs now. We don't want to anger anybody, but those black kids, we gotta do something about those kids.
Gotta do something about those black kids, those crazy black kids with their guns and knives.
Yeah, those nutty kids.
Tony Blair can get away with it. Hillary Clinton get away with it. Don Imus? No. Why should he, right? Here's the thing, folks. It's an opportunity here to understand what free speech is and how certain things can be blown out of proportions and certain things can be relegated to just a flip little remark. Stay with us. I want to take your calls on this, folks, because the freedom of speech that we enjoy is something that we all should be cognizant of, and any infringement to it we should also be aware of. Stay with us. Back in three.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of hour number two already. Keep in mind that this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at PrivacyCrisis.com. PrivacyCrisis.com is the website for the book Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. who is was on the show on this past Monday. He will be on the show this upcoming Monday. So you need to know what you're talking about. You need to know why this is important to you, because we're all enduring this right now. Not only are hackers and people violating your privacy on the internet, but the government is doing itself on a local level, on a statewide level, and certainly on a federal level. It's happening all over the place, and you know, you're being targeted, folks. You're being monitored. You're being your identity, as you know it, is already on file somewhere. It could be lost anywhere. A story today about voter registration ballots with social security numbers, addresses, and all that jazz found in dumpsters in Georgia, I believe it was. And all these things just keep on happening. There's always some employee somewhere who works for an insurance company who has 50,000 social security numbers, names, addresses, credit reports, and all that jazz on his computer, and he loses it. So it is vital to protect yourself from incompetence, from people who wish to harm you, from the powers that be, because they're all in on this. So do yourself a favor. Do a favor for the people you care about and the people you would like to leave whatever sort of inheritance to. Make sure you have one. PrivacyCrisis.com. You can order the book there in the ebook form or in the hardbound copy. You can go to Amazon.com, pick it up at a used discount. You can also order by phone. Call Borders Bookstore at 702-433-6222. Ask for Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. And we ask you all to support our sponsors and our advertisers, the people who continue to allow us to do these kinds of programs here, for better or worse. But when we left off, we were talking about Tony Blair basically blaming all knife and gun murders on black kids. No outrage here. Mr. Blair claimed that the Labor Party had revived many decaying urban areas, but conceded that antisocial groups, including persistent drunken hooligans and black teenage gangs, spread fear that remained a serious blight on society. Never mind the whole anti-terrorism measures where they just go and round people up, kick in the wrong doors and arrest people and hold them for 2 weeks and let them go because they didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, that's not fearful, Mr. Blair. He said, quote, "I've come to the conclusion we are in danger of completely misunderstanding the nature of what we're dealing with. It is not a general social disorder, but specific groups of people who, for one reason or another, are deciding not to abide by the same code of conduct as the rest of us," end quote. He admitted that young black criminals were not being properly tackled for reasons of political correctness. Tony Blair is going to teach us how to tackle people properly. That guy's probably never even gotten dirty a day in his life. Anyway. Obviously, I'm being facetious there. It's not exactly what he's referring to. But it goes on. The black community, Tony Blair says, quote, "the vast majority of whom in these communities are decent, law-abiding people horrified at what is happening need to be mobilized in denunciation of this gang culture that is killing innocent young blacks. But we won't stop this by pretending it isn't young black kids doing it. Young black kids are killing young black kids, and the black community needs to do something to stop it. Because most of them are law-abiding citizens." Is that not offensive? I mean, come on.
Well, here's what, didn't they, remember the riots they had in France here a little while ago? Wasn't
yes.
it because of that? Wasn't it the same?
No, that was, from what I understand, and again, that goes, that's a couple of years ago. I believe that was about, labor, yeah, it was about labor regulations, different sort of laws about how much you can
they
work.
They wouldn't let the Muslim people work.
Yeah, but it was the Muslims predominantly who did it, but if you said that, of course, you'd be racist. But you can say it about black people, and you could say it about Indian Americans, but you can't say it about basketball teams. Stay with us, folks. Back in about 90 seconds, we'll finish this up, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. Stay with us.